The federal government is open for business today, but Democratic leaders have a new problem to deal with. They're trying to mend a divide inside their own party after reaching a short-term deal with Republicans to end a three-day government shutdown. Democrats did not get permanent protections for young immigrants brought to this country illegally as children. Instead, they got a promise from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to address the issue by February 8th. NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell joins us now. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
Hey, so, look, on one hand, you have moderate Democrats from red states who felt pressure to keep the government running. And then on the other, members on the left flank that are just furious that all they got was a promise to deal with DACA and immigration later. How split is the party today?
Well, if you talk to senators, Democratic senators, they are downplaying the split. They're saying that they think that they will be able to come to some sort of agreement and that, you know, I spoke with Senator Heidi Heitkamp. She is one of those more moderate folks. She is also one of the people who is up for re-election this year in a state that was won by President Trump. And she said the thing that she thinks voters remember is results, not necessarily how you got to the results. So I think that's part of what they're banking on here. But it's really interesting that another part of this is kind of seeing the way the president plays in with this. So the Democrats are watching and seeing how he messages this, and they're a bit wary of being blamed for this by him and having that become part of the narrative on particularly on Twitter and then picked up on cable news.
Yeah, the president is gloating over the last day or so, saying that the Democrats caved. They made this deal, the Democrats did, based on a promise by Mitch McConnell to address DACA, but there was no promise to actually pass something. Do you think the Democrats can trust him to stick to that message?
Well, they say that it would be a very big violation of not only trust, but a promise that was put out there publicly on the Senate floor if McConnell doesn't follow through with it. And I spoke with Senator Gary Peters. He's a Democrat from Michigan. We talked yesterday about this at great length. And he said that this is different because this is the firmest promise that they've ever had. And, you know, the leader, by taking it to the floor, by making it public, by making this promise to both Democrats and Republicans, binds himself into a situation where the public is expecting him to follow through. Whether or not that happens may actually depend more on the calendar and how much they're able to get done in a very short amount of time. But it does seem like people believe that this is a good faith on the part of the leader.
It also completely depends on what the House wants to do. It's a completely different story over there on that side. 2013, you probably remember, the House just ignored a Senate bipartisan plan on immigration. What are the hurdles that any deal would face once it gets over to the House?
Well, the hurdle is that we don't know what the House is willing to accept, except we know that the Speaker is not unlikely to put something on the floor that doesn't have the support of the President. Now, some of this is a question of whether or not we're going to hear the version of Trump where he says he'll sign anything that can get passed and that he'll take the heat for a bipartisan agreement, or if we'll get the version of the President where he says that he can't get a bipartisan deal and he pushes back and asks for a stronger, further right agreement from Democrats.
Plus, a lot more of those further right Republicans are in the House than in the Senate.
Absolutely.
They could block a deal. One thing that we haven't talked a lot about here throughout this whole debate over the shutdown is CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, which actually did get funded for another 6 years. I guess both sides could probably see that as a victory.
Sure. And it's important to remember that CHIP was created as a bipartisan program. One of the main sponsors was the chairman of the Finance Committee, Orrin Hatch. He's a Republican from Utah. This is something that both sides wanted to get done. And I think both sides are quite relieved in my conversations with them. They say they are relieved to have this no longer be a bargaining chip on either side. So there is an extension for 6 years, and that helps the roughly 9 million kids whose families make more than would qualify for Medicaid, but not quite enough to get insurance. So make sure that they keep getting coverage.
All right. NPR's Kelsey Snell. Thanks so much.
Thank you.